This weekend, I popped up to Wild River State Park to see what they had on offer.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just need a map, and I have snowshoes, so
tell
me where you go.
If you went up to this entrance to the park up by Sunrise, we don't really maintain up there. Just sort of anything goes. And I think that would be better for you for snowshoeing, too. So you just want to make sure that that's kind of, you know, it would be a little rugged on the way in. But if you want flush toilets before you head up there, and there's going to be a vault, Trail Center, second left, first right visitor center.
All right,
well, enjoy.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Things are pretty remote over at the Sunrise River. My car twists and turns as I downshift for a couple of steep patches, packed icy snow on dirt. There are a few cars in the makeshift lot, but not a trace of anyone about. Anyone, that is, but myriad tracks. After I try out the vault toilet, I notice the imprints. Voles, mice, deer, rabbit, even a turkey tell me they've also enjoyed the warming temperatures and come out to play. Sunrise has a loop, so I cross the bridge and head for the intermediate side. Woods upon woods upon woods, suddenly opening to a flicker of beauty. A birch peeling in ribbons, curling back upon itself. She's old, tall, and thick, a sentinel against the bright blue sky. I'm suddenly glad I thought to bring my brimmed cap, worn under my wool hat, also the sunglasses.
Is it really technique? Snowshoeing. I know I've got my knees slightly bent. I'm kind of leaning back. My legs have to be apart just a little so my feet don't crash into each other. And my arms are really swinging. I think I'm going fairly fast. And I'm out of breath.
The wind picks up, rattling the withered oak leaves. I arrive at a clearing, a wetland, or some long dead farmer's work. A sign tells me that this area was at one time the site for a train route, longed for by speculators hoping to see a boom along the St. Croix. Clearly, there was at least some kind of boom, as the area has been stripped of nearly every white pine. We're asked on that lone sign to consider, had the arrow line been built? Would we have this land set aside for recreation, habitat, and scenic beauty? A good question to consider as I continue. February in Minnesota is one of my favorite times of year. The light is changing, that's obvious. We're hurtling towards spring. While downed logs still wear a narrow strip of blanketing snow, long shadows decorate the path, rainbow diamonds glistening. I take off my gloves and stick my thumb into the hole at the end of my shirt. I'm comfortably warm. I pass a lean-to and the arrow pointing me back to my car long ago. It feels too early to head back. My map tells me that a few more miles and I'll meet up with St. Croix again. Just around this bend, I tell myself. Just around this bend and that bend, and I'll turn back. It's still early, it's 2. I feel tired, surprised that even if I'm not out of breath, my heart is pumping. I'm really working. Okay, it's 3. For sure, in 15 minutes I'll turn around. But the river must be coming up. I pass a low-lying, swampy area, cattails exploded into frothy fuzz, up and up along an esker. 3:30 max, and I gotta turn back. I must have walked 6 or 7 miles by now. Finally, the river comes into view. I see a campsite for boaters through the bowing, majestic cottonwoods. I stop, breathe it in, and turn back. The sun is low, but I face it now as I do the wind, hissing over the snow, causing me to pull up my balaclava. My legs are heavier now as I return, each step more of a chore. At the hut, I take a right and head down towards the river. The trees turn orange as the sun moves lower. State park boundary signs appear along the shore. All I can hear is the wind in the tops of the trees and my own breathing. As I approach the Sunrise River watershed, I take off my shoes to walk on flattened grass, crispy brown. A coal black mole noses ahead of my step. An eagle soars over the water. At the lot, another car has joined us, but still no one's about. I've had the day all to myself. Small, nearly missed miracles around every bend in the trail. I breathe in the air and say goodbye for now, then take a selfie in front of a majestic tree, my shadow waving a peace sign. Graphics Groove.